episode 36.
That is six.
Of the unnecessary ignorance that you didn't know you needed.
Is it unnecessary ignorance or necessary?
It's necessary.
The necessary
ignorance.
You didn't know.
You did not know that you needed.
Bitch, you needed.
Yeah. All right. Here it is.
Y'all listen weekly. But we need y'all to share us too.
You need to hear this.
Buy a shot glass.
and shirts.
And t-shirt and Coke.
Yeah.
We sell Coke too.
Coca-Cola.
I'm Tommy.
Nah.
They sell product.
They sell product.
Yeah. Them good dumbass pills. What kind of pills are those?
I don't know. Z-Quil.
Yeah. They out here selling naproxen for period pain.
Rod said I got a whacker on the shirt on. I'm gonna fuck you up.
But what it is, though, this is Chizzy Chad coming again to you live.
Never mind. I don't even want to do this shit anymore.
All right, let me start over.
Yeah, please.
This is Chizzy Chad coming again to you live.
I just want y'all to know he got hoop earrings in. So hey. Right? He feels some type of way.
Fuck Jordan. I brought hoop earrings back.
He was wearing them in the 90s.
Yeah, but he stopped wearing them. Do he even still wear earrings?
I'm pretty sure he do. His jeans big. Yeah. Same size Jordan.
He got hammer holes. Hammer holes and sandwich pockets.
The G-Code
joint.
Oh, man.
It's cool, though. Who else here? Who we got here? Introduce yourself.
It's Daddy now.
MJ's of the least favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to start with this one because...
Somebody says your sugar low.
Who said that?
Ryan said it.
Ryan, I seen your 2000... No, we're going to start with this.
Okay.
Like, this little 2009 to 2019 shit y'all been doing, like, y'all fucked up. Ryan talking about some black don't crack. Nigga, let me tell you something. Like you look like a deflated Pepsi bottle. Like, yeah. Like you look like you need to be recycled and they start the process all over again. No?
Yeah.
Dang, but Rod.
Rod.
I don't know.
Yeah, like Rod, you age, bro.
Yeah, like, for real. Like you, it's black underneath your eyes and shit. Like it look like you ain't getting no sleep.
Nah, but for real.
You about to start looking like Morgan Freeman soon. You had cookie chips under your shirt.
Them little chocolate chips. Yeah. What they call them? Kiss.
Yeah.
Somebody said that Rod looked like he was doing a 25-year challenge.
Old enough? Shit.
Yeah.
What, 39?
So Rod need to humble himself.
Sorry, Rod.
that was a bad one, Rod. Anyway, but yeah, we always take these challenges and go overboard. Just like during the week, we did the shit where... We was out to tell my kids this, that, and the third. We all flamed each other up on social media. But we always go too far. It always, every year, we always fuck something up. And like, you know what? Now I don't like it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This bitch is not all that.
You
and
get,
I'm mad.
And I'm mad.
And I'm mad. And
you like, get 2 days. Yeah, like 2 days of doing that.
A day and a half. Yeah.
All right,
36 hours.
After that. You need to let it go.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm so tired of y'all ugly asses from 10 years
ago. Yeah, because y'all post y'all 09 picture and then y'all post me. For 2019, man. That shit is not cute.
You done had six kids.
Yeah, it's not cute.
Side teeth missing.
Yeah, three abortions. Yeah.
Oh,
man. We can stop now. Y'all can stop now. It's over.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah. Bang. Post mine.
Next week is gonna be National Boyfriend Day again. Like this shit, it's like four of them a year.
Yeah, and
we don't get that many participants because it's a lot of people sharing the same. A
lot of single bitches.
They're sharing the same boyfriend, but we not gonna talk about that.
Yeah, they all.
Oh, they all got the same nigga.
They all got the same one.
Name dropper. What's her name?
You know what?
I ain't got no man. I can't even see Ikea having a boyfriend.
She said she dated an African.
Like, all she dates is African.
I know he a scammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got her credit card.
Yeah.
But she can cook.
Can she?
I don't know. She's fat. Yeah.
So
we gonna have to stop this.
EYEKEE. No, but before we get into real topics. Justin, you just brought this to our attention right before we cut the mics on. This has come from Twitter. Hateful Ho is her name. Y'all follow her. Because we're going to flame her up after this episode. Her tweet reads, "Good morning, black men. Just wanted to remind my black kings that you are the most broke and have the least amount of power." Least amount of power? Wow.
Yeah.
All right, first of all, you're ignorant because the least amount of powerful. But okay. Mm-hmm. And you are the weakest group of men in history.
So my take is she trying to, like, do some kind of negative reinforcement, you know, reverse psychological kind of thing? Or is she really saying that black niggas trash and...
It's, she called us kings and then proceeded to down us in the most...
Whatever she was doing, like, it was just the wrong way of going about it, you know,
I think she was trying to just point out how people perceive us, but I just don't like how she worded it, you know what I mean? Like, she worded it terribly.
She got 119 followers.
She a troll.
Yeah, I think so.
A troll, nobody pays her any mind.
She a troll. I mean, obviously, she was able to say something that garnered some attention.
It did.
Nigga, I said Jesse Jackson looked dead, and I had 15, I had like 100 shares by accident because people were like, he got
narcolepsy.
Yeah, diabetes or something. I don't know what he got. Yeah. But he is almost dead, though. I didn't know
that. Real.
Chill, man. That's the good bro. Jesse Jackson, the good
bro.
No, he not. And he got Martin Luther King shot.
Did he really?
He did.
Yeah.
And
I was fucking this way.
Was it?
No, not Coretta. I hope not.
Coretta Scott. Coretta was tough back in the day, too. Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me, though.
I'll fuck Michelle Obama.
I feel like they got power to get us canceled. Yeah. Get us snatched. Michelle is a beautiful black queen. Man.
That's just... that bitch strong. You seen the arms.
And that's okay.
Somebody said she can iron a shirt. Yeah. Something wrong with y'all, man.
Woo! So what we got? What we got to talk about today?
Cancel yet?
Huh? I don't know.
Not enough people listen.
I feel like we just doing this shit now to get canceled. Like,
yeah.
I think that's when we'll get famous, though.
Yeah, we're gonna get canceled if we get famous. Well, when we get famous.
I need some money out of this. I'm broke.
Can y'all buy these shirts and shot glasses, hoodies? Yeah. We got everything you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
doormats.
We got always 5 o'clock houses.
We got ornaments. Yeah. All that.
Christmas we got Christmas up. Ornaments too. Yeah. I'm gonna post it after this episode.
But nah.
Do we have anything to talk about today?
Nah. We just here.
Nah, but for real. We got something, man. This is something I really, really have a problem struggling with. The statement or saying happy wife, happy life.
So we only got one person married here. How do you feel about that, Chad?
We got nobody married.
Well, you're the closest.
So when I hear that term, or when people say the term happy wife, happy life, it brings me straight to the bottom line, and I skip everything on the in between. I just feel like pussy got power.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it boils down to. A woman ain't happy, guess what? She ain't giving up no box.
Right.
That's what it boils down to.
And if you ain't fucking it,
happy. And then the relationship is going to just go to shit. And, you know, you ain't getting no ass. You walking around with your ball sack full. You're trying to be faithful. You know, you're tired of jacking. It's just the bottom line. If your woman ain't happy, your wife ain't happy, guess what? You ain't getting no box.
You cheated on.
Say what?
They cheated on.
Well, that's, but you're trying to, you're trying to avoid that. So, yeah. So I guess what it boils down to is at the end of the day, you know, you don't want to necessarily be a yes man or like just fold up when like your woman should not be the head of the household under any circumstance. I don't care if she made more money than you. I'm sorry.
She shouldn't be the head of the household?
No. No, and the Bible speaks to that.
Okay.
I'm a
you know.
My thing is, so if she's not happy, like how much of myself do I have to compromise to like you talk to me or dated me or want to be with me while I was like this? now when we're together, you want to change. So how much of myself do I have to like, all right, it's whatever you want, honey. Well, do I have to give away? Like,
yeah, I mean.
When you're 100% wrong, why do I have to admit you're right? Why do I have to
say? So you get some pussy.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I'm going to tell you, one of somebody I know, an older gentleman said, pussy is only power to men that don't get it.
That's
why. Us.
So going back to what y'all said.
But at the end of the day,
cheated on.
No, I'm just saying. No, so we can't use.
That's a cop out.
Yeah. We can't use your wife not being happy, not giving it up as an excuse to cheat. Cheating is inexcusable, really.
But what if the bitch ain't never happy? You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm saying. Because I feel like sometimes there's some relationships.
Go. Here we then. That's a very valid point, Justin. Yeah. Because at the end of the day. Somebody can't make you happy. You got to make you happy.
Exactly.
Right? However, you can cause or be a factor in a woman not being happy necessarily in the relationship.
Oh, most definitely. But it's also up to them to say, hey, I'm not happy. This is why. But a lot of bitches will... I'm not excusing my language either, but a lot of bitches will... be like distant all day. Like you get home, they distant, whatever, fuck you. Not even fuck you, but they just not talking. Then what's wrong?
You
know what I mean?
That's now a communication problem.
You in the bed, y'all about to go to sleep. What's wrong with you? Nothing. All right, well, good night. Turn the light off. I just find it funny.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
I just
so
asked you, though.
And then now I gotta stay up an extra hour or two. To
explain,
try to figure out why you upset. Yeah. Like.
All right. So I'm going to give y'all like a real life example. Right? Like.
Okay. Talk about yourself, sis.
Like, I am not a fan of going to church. And y'all know why. Yes. We ain't even got to get into the reasons why. But I'm not a fan of going to church. However, my lady, you know, she...
Didn't one of the churches you went on, like, caught on fire or something?
What?
Like, it got struck by lightning.
No.
I
don't know what the fuck you talking about. Either way.
You don't need to be in church.
Man. My lady is a, you know, she wants to make going to church a norm.
Yeah.
And that's not my thing. But when I dispute it or I argue it, it now becomes a greater issue. And guess what?
And it's not even that big of an
issue. Yeah, I will give up them 2 fucking hours, bro. Whatever. Dude. I will give up those 2 hours and go sit in church. And you know what it boils back down to? A lot of times, I don't even regret going.
When you go, like, you go and you, like, we go to the same church and he'll text me like, yo, blah, 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 XYZ, XYZ. And it's for his betterment. But I'm not saying women know what's better for you. They'll suggest what's better for you. And, but we got to go on the opposite spectrum when they suggest it and it's not better for you. Why do I have to compromise doing what they think is better for
and
me?
And then you don't also feel like you're compromising yourself or even being a bitch? Not even trying to be funny. Like,
no, bro.
You know, what I'm saying is because like at some point as a man, you don't feel like you need to put your fucking foot down and say.
And yeah, there are those... You know, there are things that a woman may request that it has to be a hard line, a flat out no, and I deal with the repercussions or whatever it is. But something like going to church, whatever.
That's, I know, yeah.
That makes you happy, you know. You know, we going to go to church and then come home and fornicate. That's fine. I mean, I'm good with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you going to try to pull some shit like, we ain't fucking till you get right with God type shit. I'm gonna get right with your God. It's cool. We'll figure this out. Let's work. let's work through this together. And it goes. And that's just one example. It's a plethora of other things. You know that same scenario kind of applies to men typically. And it's a part of being a man, bro. When you're dealing with a woman, a lot of times you will have to concede because you will not win. And it really shouldn't be a matter of wins and loses or losses, wins and losses against your partner. I mean, it's a, like MJ said, it's a compromise, you know. And yes, men will have to compromise more than women. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. You can't avoid it. It's never going to be a 50-50 split, Justin. That's what you got to understand.
I know, I believe that, but I also think it's wrong, no matter what.
Like, I feel like one, you've told me several times that you've told me in D Black that we fold way too much.
Y'all do.
I heard it.
Right?
Especially D Black.
But I'm just saying, sometimes, bro, like, for the sake of peace.
Shout out to Flavor Flav. I mean, D Black.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell
you. Nah, for the sake of peace, bro, like a lot of times you just have to be like, for the sake of being able to sit on the couch and watch football on a Sunday when you don't want to do anything else, yes, you will go to that fucking baby shower on Saturday. You will go do some stupid shit that you wouldn't typically do just for the sake of peace. Not even necessarily because it's going to make her happy.
I just want you to know you're doing like Donald Trump hand motion. It's fucking funny to me.
He a citizen now, so he don't care about Donald Trump.
But so the reason I say y'all fold too much, especially when it comes to D Black, because I feel like sometimes D Black folds so much to the point where it's to the point where they can, his other half can get away with anything.
I'll tell you why. But
yeah, and I also feel like that could end up happening to you because as long as y'all been together, it's to a point where the more you give, like, concede, the more she be like, you know what? He gonna do this because I know he is because he this is what, you know what I mean? And that's what my issue is. That's why I say it should be more of a 50-50 thing because I just feel like a lot of women feel like they can get away with a lot more because they got what? A pussy. You know what I mean?
Pussy is power.
They mouth need to be more power because goddamn, I deserve more head.
Black, that statement is true because it's a third party in it.
Because he ugly or because he got a kid?
He got a kid.
And I think so it's the ugly part.
If she says I'm not doing this no more, blah blah blah, he ain't gonna see little Blake no more.
That boy ain't gonna be put on papers.
And I don't think that's it's more about seeing his daughter than being put on papers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
49-51
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. Have you seen Blake? Blake.
She's adorable.
Amazing, yeah.
She is adorable.
I miss her.
On wheels. Hell on wheels.
Cause she her mama's child.
that's the compromise.
But I got a question.
Because he doesn't want to lose that. I mean, I'm not saying Kariba is expendable, but
she is.
She gonna kill us.
I love it to death.
Yeah,
I love it to death. But we all are expendable in our relationships, bro. But don't ever think you can't be replaced.
Blake ain't expendable to the Blake.
Yeah, I say. Somebody just asked, they was like, what constitutes a issue where you would put your foot down? Like where is the line drawn?
For men, I think it's spending wise.
You think it's money?
I think it's a money thing.
For me, not really. No. Because I feel like at this point in my relationship with my lady, like, she know what's reasonable and what's not. You know what I mean? So she ain't gonna come to me with no ridiculous bullshit. Hey, we need to get this, or I want you to get me this. So I know that's not gonna happen. What I feel like for most men, where men draw that line is where it targets or it goes against what you consider to be masculine.
Like wearing onesie pajamas on Christmas.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. Probably because I can't
find the size.
we ain't going to never find like magic. Nah, but no. Yeah. On a more serious note, like, I mean, I ain't scared to say it. Like, my woman would be like, hey, you know, can you do some shit like paint my toenails?
No.
Well, you think I'm your faggot best friend? I'm not doing that.
Nah, I paint my lady.
No.
Do you rub her feet?
Yeah, I do. That's
what's
a little,
so, what's so much different?
That's a little different. We ain't finna be in here this bitch playing makeup.
Because you know, after you rub her feet, something bound to happen. And you paint her toenails. It's like, thanks, friend.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And she gonna be asking me to cornrow her hair before she put a wig on. I'm not doing it.
Shout out to Meek Mills.
You can go on,
I'm not doing it. It's just certain shit. Yeah. Hey, can you go with me to Victoria's Secret to pick up some panties? No. Go get them panties and come back home and put them on for me.
I'm going to pick them bitches at.
No. I'm
not even going to buy them pud. You hear me?
They ain't going to think you the one wearing it.
That's fine.
It's shit that for men that attacks their
ego.
Sense of, you know, an alpha male.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
You almost 9 times out of 10 have to draw that line. You got to.
Yeah, most of the times, if it's a thing that make you say, look, bitch, like, you're not even trying to be funny, like, if something, like, not even like out loud, but like something in your mind to say, look, bitch, that's where the line is drawn. You know what I mean? Where it makes you think that. You know what I mean? But I don't. Well, see, like, I've been in relationships where I had to compromise and everything, but then also I've been in relationships where I didn't compromise and look who I am now. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Same as fuck.
Exactly.
But, I mean, anything wrong with compromise?
Hold on, wait.
It's not.
Because I'm sure she's going to, at some point, have to compromise to, you know.
I just think I need I'm more made for a lower maintenance woman than a higher maintenance woman, because a higher maintenance woman.
We all are.
But like some men can deal with it. I definitely can't.
We all are.
Yeah, but like, like, I ain't gonna get too deep.
If a broke bitch gets some food stamps, I date a broke bitch.
Yeah, like, if a fat bitch not get some money, I fuck a fat bitch.
You feel me though? Like,
if a fat bitch not a cook, I fuck a fat bitch. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
I don't think women should ask for stuff they can't afford on their own.
Okay, Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez got a hairline and that.
He got a hairline like MJ.
It's true, though.
Yeah, it's true. No,
yeah, my joint, I look like Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z.
Nah, I just feel like you
look like a vagina.
Yeah, I feel like somebody took a curl and hit that front. Yeah.
So you puss.
Yeah, you definitely puss. Like yeah. Yeah,
just an ass. Yeah. And I'm pizza. Fuck it.
Oh man,
pepperoni me please.
First of all, so yeah. We ate before we started. Chad says I can't eat mushrooms. Justin says I can't eat onions. Both of me, but
it's different.
Yeah, I'm not allergic to ass. You know, like,
I like ass. Yeah. I don't like onions.
Hey, y'all gotta look up the white dude that made the song about it.
Oh yeah,
bro, that's on fire though.
Yeah, four.
What's crazy is MJ sent me this shit talking about look at Justin. And then I see you say yeah, like four hoes that sent me this shit. that shit was crazy.
That joint was fun. But
so
let me say we can. Baby.
So do we all agree that a happy wife does make a happy life? No, or?
I just feel like it's overblown.
I'm in the middle.
I just
fuck her happiness, huh?
No, not fuck her happiness.
But at the end of the day, man, you gotta.
She's saying it to you,
bro. But you gotta understand that men are naturally easier to please than women. So 100%. We gotta start there,
and that's why.
That's why I believe in gay niggas and don't believe in lesbians. Hear me out. Gay niggas, they gay. I get it. they fuck each other. They happy. Two lesbians have the most.
This is the finale.
Yeah, this is the finale. This is the last episode. Lesbians have the most problems. Great example. My sister, love her to death. This bitch gets on Facebook every goddamn week with an issue with her girlfriend, and it's the most annoying fucking thing in the world. Why? She act like she not supposed to have problems with a bitch. Like, it's still a bitch. You know what I mean? It's not a man that just because it's just like me.
Women knew what women wanted.
With their tongue, that's it. Right. Like they still bitches. Like, yeah, and they're still right. Two women.
And I've had several lesbians tell me that it's easier to date a man than it is to date a woman.
It is. And that's why I said when it comes to niggas being gay, I get it. Like, I understand
see
it.
You get to see the shit we go through with. You get to see what you deal with when a woman is on her period.
I just find it funny as
imagine both them bitches on their shit. At the end
of the day, they say girls that hang together got the same cycle. So if you're a lesbian, chances are your woman is on the same cycle. Like,
hey, yo, bro.
I know dyke bitches don't use tampons. They don't.
They free bleed. So they wear the strap during their cycle.
They, And I feel like they flow heavier than like.
Yeah. Yeah. My flow heavy, bitch.
They gotta use the always extra strength with heavy. Wings. Heavy.
For those moments you didn't finish.
Yeah. 24-hour protection.
You know what I mean? Nah, they probably put on the big ass adult diapers with them shits in.
The Lizzos.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
the
pins.
Yeah, the pins. There you go. The pins. But nah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, no offense to anybody gay, but gay men make more sense than gay women to me because of that fact right there that men are easier to please.
And then you gotta, but you gotta think from like the in the
how your man
in the gay nigga. You gotta think in the gay nigga relationship. There's gonna be. An actual man and then a woman, like
but they still a man.
The receiver is the woman, so they're trying to they're trying to give you the illusion that the asshole is a box. You know what I mean? Like
what pussy?
So you have to understand that they're gonna automatically like try to replicate the attitudes of a bitch. You know what I mean? So that nigga like MJ, that's the man in his shit.
Is he?
I think so. MJ don't walk like he the receiver.
Sometimes he do. Sometimes he do. Man.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But not nah, seriously though. Like, but you give but it's still a man though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. At the end of the day,
that's the point I'm trying to make. Just like with lesbians, like I'm being funny. Even though like it dresses like me, it's. I'm sorry. That's the cancer shit. Yeah, but. Women that dress like men, well, whatever you want to call them, studs, whatever, butch, whatever the hoes called.
Tambourine players.
Yeah, they're still men. They're still Madea. You know what I mean? Like, it's still
somebody
the same
said
shit.
Madea was Cam Newton.
Same shit. Yeah. Same hat. I FaceTimed Jeter the other day. He had that same hat on. It annoyed the fuck out of me.
Shout out to Cam Jeter.
Yeah.
But
either way,
what's next? So what
fucking happy
wife. We compromise because I'm going to start with you, Chizzy, because you don't really post on social media like that. When you post, it's a status about work. You're going to joke with us. You're going to joke somebody, whatever the case may be. But when it comes to your significant other, posting your significant other. I know people that say, you don't post me, so what you hiding from, who you hiding me from, what you got going on. Posting your significant other on social media, is it a big deal or is it not a big deal?
So my thing is, bitch, I barely post myself. What I gotta post you for? Mm-hmm. Let's start there. One. Mm-hmm. Two, our relationship, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. Like this ain't a fucking commercial. You know what I mean? Like, what I got post you for? Now, with that being said, when I feel like posting, I'll post you. You know what I mean? If my spirit moves me to let the world know I'm with a bad bitch, I will. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like it ain't gonna be. Shit. You ain't gonna put me on no schedule. You need to post me on Woman Crush Wednesday. You need to. Post me on my birthday. You need to post me on our anniversary. You need to post me on my, you know, Mother's Day. Wherever y'all
Mother's
are at.
Day.
Wherever y'all are at in your relationship. And,
congratulations.
And the thing is, and for me specifically, why it's not, I don't necessarily make a conscious effort to not post her. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't tell myself, I'm not going to post my lady on Instagram. I'm not going to post my lady on Facebook.
You just don't think about it to post it.
Yeah, it's like our relationship is our relationship. What we do is what we do. You know, if I feel like the world needs to see this, see what we got going on, then at that point, I let the world know what we got going on. Other than that, like, when it comes to a relationship, I'm more or less a private nigga. Like I said, if you're in my circle and you know, then you know. If you don't know, I'm going to leave you to speculate. That's what makes our relationship amazing. People wonder what the fuck going on.
But my thing is, I just find the less people know, the better the relationship is.
Yeah, because the less chance it is that somebody's going to say you cheating.
No, it ain't that. Like, it's just...
You just don't want somebody going in your lady inbox like, hey, sis.
I'm coming to you as a woman. And the whole time ain't nothing going on, but 6 months ago, some shit went on, you know, and they might come in. It takes a strong woman to deal with me because some shit might just jump off and you just like, and I ain't did nothing wrong because I was single at the time.
I'm going to tell you like this, and this might be the only time I vouch for you, Justin. When he says what he's doing and what he says he's about, it's 100% accurate.
All right, like, I don't mind posting my lady. It's just, I'm not the type. Oh, I kid you.
Or nigga. Is what
he said. Well, not like, because I just feel like, I don't feel like we need social media to validate what we have. Like, and that's the thing. Women feel like the world needs to know. And I just, Woman Crush Wednesday and Man Crush Monday is the dumbest fucking thing after a certain 100%. Age. How old are you? 18?
Well, facts.
You know what I mean? Is. Grow the fuck up. Like, you don't need Man Crush Monday and Woman Crush Wednesday to like validate this who you like or who you want or who you're with. No. You can post them cool. Like, I don't mind posting my lady when it's necessary if I feel like it. I just don't feel like it's necessary. I'll kill you. I really will. Like, if y'all find him on the news, it will me. Like, dang, I hope you don't die for real. I just feel, because I've had women who, like, you don't post me. Like, what's the issue? It's not an issue. I just, why do I have to?
Facts.
You know what I mean? My last relationship, I posted one picture. It got 500 likes. It got deleted as soon as we broke up. Like, I mean,
you deleted it?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, 100%. For what?
Why would I keep it up there?
Memories.
No. I don't need those. Facebook memories are the worst.
We cut ties, it's you're deleted. Right? It's deleted off social media. And that's the thing, like, that's another thing. Like, not many pictures I had to delete after one relationship.
And I'll tell you why I don't post my woman a lot.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Hold on, in case something happens. I'm going to tell you why I don't post my woman a lot. I made one little dumbass post, you know, hey, want to just shout out my woman on Happy Valentine's Day, whatever, some bullshit, and it should have got 500 goddamn likes. But I posted a picture of daddy. I posted a little selfie, and I get 9 likes, and I can see all the names of niggas.
I can see all the names of niggas that like me.
But as soon as I post my lady, oh, suddenly. My shit need to be on.
That's a good look.
Yeah, black.
So this how it works though. So
how
like,
how many of them are women that wanted you? Probably two, but go ahead and fabricate.
Yeah, like, but that's the thing is, so that's just me. And when we post pictures with our ladies, we get 400-500 likes because, and a lot of times it be bitches being funny, like hating.
Salty ass hoes.
Right.
You didn't respond.
Exactly. So then, soon as we posted a picture, like you said, 20 likes, I might get 75 after 3 days. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But women post a picture by themselves, 1,000 likes.
Because there's niggas that want them.
Exactly. Yeah, soon as they post a picture with their nigga, 3. Facts. And that's just how I go. They might get 70 comments, yes, bitch. But, you know, that's just how the world works.
Man, that's crazy. That's why I don't even like when my woman posts a picture, bro. I don't even like it.
You ain't like her.
No.
People?
Does she get mad about it?
Yeah, she mentions it all everybody the time. You know what I mean? Everybody likes it. And the reason I don't like your picture, or even stop at your picture, and like you have, you know, 300 likes and 18 comments, is because not even necessarily that I'm gonna get jealous, but bro, niggas being her comments all reckless. Sideways.
And you don't want to be
angry. And this nigga's, I know.
Yeah.
And to prevent myself from getting pissed off and tell you to delete that shit right goddamn now.
Or going to put hands on that.
Or put hands on her. I'm bullshitting. Yeah, no, but to just prevent all that shit, you know, I just tell you in person, babe, picture you put on Instagram today, you fire.
I'm the type, because I'm a jealous nigga, I go comment, like, I want a slice.
This me.
I'll go, yeah. Oh, I'll go put, I sold it for MJ, but I'll go put the number 8
I'm not even doing that. And then every once in a while, I just go be curious.
Yeah.
See what niggas put in there.
So, I think Sean Gehringer is gay, however you say his name. But he was like...
he must be.
Yeah. But no, but like, he did bring up a valid point, though. He was saying, let's say with you being in a relationship, you're posting like, happy birthday to your LB Sean. Or happy birthday to one of us because we like your bros. At some point, do you not feel like she'd be like, "Oh, you can post these niggas, but you can't post me," even though, like I said, you don't post us like that. I think you maybe did a couple happy birthday posts to me, but I'm really your probably closest friend,
right?
You know what I mean? But like, other than that, like you, and that was like back when we used to literally hang out on my birthday, just me and you, like in the boys. But it's been like 2017 probably. So you don't feel like maybe she'd be like, "Oh, you post these niggas, why don't you post me?" Or like a bitch say that, not saying your woman's a bitch, but I'm just saying period.
I got you.
Yeah, like
that, I mean
that's a valid point though.
That is that is a very valid point. But what I would say to that is,
he was saying your lady should grace your profile as well. That's why I called him gay. But that's what I'm saying, like, but yeah, I get what he's saying though.
Whether or not she does, it doesn't change, you know, what I think or what I know that she feels about me.
It goes right.
So I've never looked at my woman and said,
"Roast me on.
You need to post me today on Mad Crush Monday," or "You don't ever post me," or "You never told me happy birthday on Instagram and Facebook for your friends to see it." I don't give a fuck.
You're right.
I really personally,
that goes back to us
and
being
truly
low maintenance.
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%. And I'm in them guts. You know what I mean?
Like, for Justin, Justin, for example, when I post happy birthday Justin, it's usually a story, you know, that I'm telling surrounding it. And not trying to get too personal, and this is something we're going to talk about later on in the show, I know why this day is significant to Justin.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know why this day is significant to Justin. So, yes. Like, that's my way of showing this nigga, hey, you know, a few pieces or a piece may be missing from this day, but I'm here to console you. I'm here with you. You by my side.
Right.
I'm gonna let folk know that you good, you straight. You know what I mean? So,
and you can relate in the same why you do that.
Ask Sean. I probably didn't even tell him happy birthday. His birthday was this month. And it's not because I didn't remember. I remembered, but like, life comes at, and that's real shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Life comes at you, bro. Like,
hey, especially as an adult. Like, in my memories the other day, Sean was in my memories, and he was so sweaty, and I felt so bad for him.
You probably sweating right now.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. I almost hit him up. Typing. Yeah,
but
recipe.
The reason y'all got the bond is because on your birthday, you lost a parent?
Yeah, I lost my dad.
He lost his dad on his birthday. And Chad, you can relate to that.
Right.
And I kind of switched the show up because you went into it. So that's why you post Justin. That's why you can post Justin. And it's like, I'm pretty sure your lady understands, like, I post Justin on this day because he lost his dad. It's my closest
friend.
Well,
the thing is, I don't even necessarily... So it's never been to a point where my lady is... For that situation, for that scenario that Sean gave us, like, I've never had to necessarily explain
speak
to her
that.
Why I don't, and I will post on her birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or like her birthday anniversary. Yeah, you see, and even though you
so
were speaking
I do,
on her,
but
you do
it's not like, you know, I don't, some niggas post their lady every week, you know, multiple times a week, adorn their lady. That's cool. That's how your lady feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My lady feel loved in other ways than that. So I don't have to do that.
Right.
But, excuse me. back to that. Yeah, I mean, it's you
losing a parent. It's
so
tough.
Say that to say this. So I'm not going to speak on this until they're finished. But the question is how to cope for those that haven't, or how did you cope for people that haven't losing a parent?
For people that
have not or have, like,
or they're
people
going through something.
People
yeah.
going through it right now, losing a parent. Mm. How did y'all cope?
I'll let Justin go
first. It's kind of different because some people cope different. So, like, mind you, I lost my dad on my 18th birthday. You're talking about a significant birthday.
And that's why Chad posted them on those.
Right. So, like, my 18th birthday, so I'm growing, like, I'm becoming that man.
Legally a man now.
Right. And, you know, to get that call at, because my dad got in an accident at 11 p.m., died at 2 a.m. You know what I mean?
That's your birthday.
On my birthday. Yeah. And I was out. So to get that call was kind of devastating because this is a day I'm supposed to be celebrating and I get this news. So I cried that day and I cried at the funeral, but it never really bothered me after that. It might hit me every once in a while, but not really. My brother, on the other hand, he still deals with it now. Mind you, that was 12 years ago, almost 13 years ago. My brother is about to be 26 years old and he still can't like really get over it. You know what I mean? I'm over it to the point where like I think about it, but it doesn't bother me. Him, he was a little bit closer to my dad. He grew up with my dad. So it kind of bothered him differently than it did me. My sister, on the other hand, her mom was pregnant when my dad died. So she didn't even get to deal with my dad. So that's why I'm there for her to even have a be a father figure in her life.
Right.
But coping is, it's just some people not even be disrespectful. Like some people are stronger than others. And no offense to them, but like the people, I'm just a little bit stronger and I deal with stuff differently where it doesn't, a lot of stuff doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? So my granddad died, like his dad didn't cry a single tear. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where a lot of it just, it's about how you came up and how you deal with shit. Like I was brought up in a single parent home where I had to be the man early. So a lot of shit, I was just strong enough to deal with a lot of shit growing up that sometimes like this happened, I got to get past it. You know what I mean? And that's just how I cope with things. I lost my job. Fuck it. I got to get past this. You know what I mean? And that's just the type of person I am. Like a lot of shit just doesn't bother me like it bothers everybody else. But I also can't look past other people and be like, motherfucker, you need to get over this.
Right.
Even though I hate to say it, some people need to get over shit. It's been 20 years. Give it up. I'm not going to say any names. I'm just saying. Some people need to get past it. But either way, so to go past this, a lot of people like to say it just depends on who you are as a person and how you were brought up. That's how I look at it. So,
what you got, Chizzy?
So for me, it's a little bit different from Justin because I was, you know, from my like older part of growing up, early teenage years to when I was off to college, I was in a single parent household as well with just my mom. Right? For those who know, my mom passed away back in 2015 from cancer. When you have, like, so my mother was my best friend. You know what I mean? Rough day at school when I was online for Omega. 3 o'clock in the morning, my mom got to wake up. She was a teacher. She got to wake up at 6 o'clock. I'm calling her at 3 o'clock in the morning on my way to my room.
She was there.
That's who I could talk to. When I, even when I graduated college, going to work, long day at work, a stressful day on my way home, one of us was calling each other. We vented to each other about our day. So it got to the point where this was my best friend. You know what I mean? When she died, a couple of things. One, I thought about killing myself. Cause I'm like, it ain't. I have nothing left to live for. I'm a single child by my mother. I ain't got nobody else to live for. The person I was living for now suddenly died, and I could just give up right now. Two, I became a raging alcoholic. It got bad to the point where I was living with my biological father and my stepmom in New York. And every night, same shit, I pass out drunk with a half a gallon of Hennessy. I was spending $600-$700 a week on Hennessy. They came in one night and they just both had a talk with me. You ain't bringing no more liquor in this house. You gonna have to find another way to deal with this shit. So I now had a drinking problem. I couldn't sleep at night. I was up to 3-4 o'clock in the morning having to wake up at 7 o'clock to go to work the next day. So this is how I was trying to deal with it, which is now why I go to counseling. Mm-hmm. I'm still coping, but I found other means and ways. You know, as crazy as this may sound, but my liking for guns came after that. Mm-hmm. I go shooting a lot. That's my therapy. You know what I mean? I just wake up one Saturday and be like, I'm gonna go shoot today. Now, with that being said, I do get taken aback every once in a while. I do. And my lady has seen me just sit on the couch and fucking cry. Where the fuck are these tears coming from? Like, I just, something just moved in me. And you gotta cry to let it out. At my mom's funeral, Justin was there. I wanted to get in the hole with her. They could not reel her casket down because I would not let the fucking casket go. At this point, I felt shattered in life. Who else do I have left? Who am I going to call after my routine? Something never significantly changed in your routine and how bad it fucks you up. Mm-hmm. Imagine a phone call at 6 o'clock every day. Either a phone call coming in or a phone call going out. To the same person every day. Now, one day, that just suddenly changes. It's crazy. The crazy part about that whole thing, when she died, she was on vacation in Jamaica on the beach. Mm-hmm. And even when she was in Jamaica, the shit didn't... It was easier for her to call me. So she was still calling me while she was on vacation. Hey, how was your day? We'll do. Talk about it. I love you. I love you too, Mom. Now, you know, this was a Wednesday. She died on the Thursday. Thursday rolls around. At 6 o'clock, which is crazy, I'm getting a call saying, I don't care where you at, what you doing, you need to buy a plane ticket, come to Jamaica right now. And my cousin straight up told me on the phone, yeah, this shit over, bro. Like, ain't no nice way to put this. She's unresponsive. I'm sitting here shaking like shit. You know, me and my stepdad done ordered a helicopter from America, from her hospital, to go pick her up because Jamaica hospital is saying they ain't got the resources. They don't. If she stay here for 6 more hours, she dead. Mm-hmm. Sure as shit. Couldn't get the helicopter there in time. She died. You know what I mean? So now, Thursday, my routine changes. Friday, I was fucked up. That's really when it hit me.
Right.
Damn, she really ain't gonna call. This motherfucker really ain't gonna call me. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up. I was mad at the world. I was mad at God. I'm still mad at God, which is why now I struggle with religion. Mm-hmm. Struggle with the ideology of Christianity. This is single-handedly the reason why. But I did have to find a different way of coping with it. I couldn't sit here and drink myself to death.
Right.
I couldn't sit here anymore thinking about suicide because that's not what my mom would want me to do. You know, and yes, it's still tough. And everybody handles it differently. And I thought my way of handling it now is working.
Right.
The more I work, the less I have time to think about other shit. True. You know what I mean? And it still fucks me up, but you have to find a good way to cope with it. And the reason we're talking about this tonight was I had a friend, a longtime friend, her mom just died from cancer as well. And she texts me on some shit like, excuse me. She texts me on some shit like, I'm sitting in my car about to just kill myself. And it brought me back.
To how you felt.
Brought me back to square one. I'm like, this ain't the way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was there. I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly how you feel, but this is not the way. Your family at this point can't deal with one tragedy, much less two.
Right.
You have to be that backbone for your family. Again, she was an only child. And so you can see why it fucked her. I mean, this, she was in a single-parent household with her mom. She doesn't even know her father. Mm. So it just really took a toll on her. And dealing with losing a family member is hard.
It is. And just to piggyback off your story, like, me and Chad wasn't even that close. Like, we were cool, but we weren't that close. But the fact that I knew that he was going through something, like, I took off work that Saturday to go to his mom's funeral, even though we weren't that close. I don't even think me and Chad had even hung out as, like, in, like, you know, just us two before that day. I still showed up to his mom's funeral, was there. I ate with him, even went back to the house afterwards and hung out with him the rest of the day.
And that's when y'all ended up moving down here.
Right.
That's when he initially started talking about all the moving together shit.
Right. Because
I think that's when Justin and I had already knew you. We would converse. And then Chad hit me up and was like, I didn't know what was going on. He's like, I'm about to move to Raleigh.
Right.
So it all makes sense. So
yeah, because she passed in May, right?
She passed in May.
And we moved down here in November. Yeah. Well, December, actually.
I got the job, but I was in training for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. But yeah, because matter of fact, that year us as a group, we experienced a lot because Tony's father passed
died later, like a few months after. I was in training, actually.
Exactly.
I was in training in Virginia Beach.
Because what happened was, like, I worked that Saturday and I drove to Virginia and I stayed with Chad that night, but we went and hung out with Tony that Saturday and that Tony came and fuck with us that Saturday, but that Sunday
we went to the house
and hung out with the family. And I just feel like you need the people around you to really hold you up. Some people would just rather be in solitude. I don't care about that. Your people need to be there for you. Have them around. That's the easiest way to cope, is have the people that you love and that'll make you laugh around. Tony, even though, like I said, I know he was going through something, but Tony appreciated us being around joking with him all day. You know what I mean? It was never like a sad moment. Because you can't be sad around him. It's not going to help the situation.
The normality, you got to keep it as normal as possible.
Exactly.
So
I hate to say this, but after Chad's mom's funeral, like, you know, me and Chad, we're all alike. We're, you know, like, you know, how you doing? He's like, hey, look, man. That bitch over there, she'll go.
this is at the repass.
This is at the repass. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're right. Like, the normalcy has to stay. I can't sit here and wallow in sadness while he's trying to get through something. I'm trying to keep him positive.
And the parents you lose or the person you lost will want the same thing.
Exactly. They want, like, you to be yourself.
Okay, so we grew. So, let's just say B. Okay. I've never lost a parent, but I grew up in a single-parent household with my mom. What she instilled with me would be, if she passed, this is what you learn, and you take my spot.
Right.
Pass it to your brothers, do whatever, next generation. I instill this in you, so you instill it to the next people. So that's how I look at it. Now, when I go through it, because it's inevitable, am I going to be able to handle it? And like y'all said, you need the people around you to be like,
yeah. I also feel like losing a mother is way worse than losing a father. I hate to say that.
Because I didn't grow up with my dad like that.
I mean, when my mama passed,
I think one of our listeners probably going to pass with her.
To a dead boy?
You guess about it?
Probably.
What the fuck?
Oh, you're talking about Delroy. No. But I just feel like because your mom gave birth to you.
Right.
Unless your mom literally threw you in a trash can after she had you, like, you're going to probably feel a lot differently about losing your mother than losing your... Let's be honest, Chad. If Fitz were to die today, you'll be fine. I hate to say that,
you're going to go.
You're going to go because you have to.
I ain't paying for nothing.
Yeah. They're going to expect you to. That's the sad part.
Don't ask me to help us.
You'll probably feel a lot more sadness about losing Mrs. Stewart than you would Fitzroy.
That's a fact.
And that's not even trying to be like a disrespectful or anything.
I hate to say it. Fitzroy, if you ain't listening.
Yeah. A month ago, was it a month ago when you were in the hospital?
Yeah.
I brought you Popeyes, who was right there with
Mrs. Stewart's you. Right by, he stayed with me when Selena had to go to work.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Through the transition.
Exactly.
I kid you.
He still got 10. But either way, in all seriousness, like the losing, like I said, losing a mother is the whole, like, and like I said, and that's why I get why some people still struggle with losing a mother. Like, but like I said, losing my pops, loving them to death, like I said, we weren't the closest, but I got through it. It just didn't, it won't, like, if I lose, if Rosemary go, it's y'all better get out of my way. Question, you know what I mean?
Question. So you lose your mother, you lost yours, and you're dealing with it. You haven't lost yours, I haven't lost mine. So do you feel like if you never let go, you never let them rest?
I can see that being a
because
problem.
Because I think, like, I feel like if my mom was to go, she would talk to me and be like, I told you everything I know. I taught you what I need to carry it on. I live through you now.
Right.
If I don't let her go, she'll be, what are you doing? Every right. night. Like, I can't.
I guess it also depends on, like, how you value religion and things like that.
I don't even think it.
Value after life. You know what I mean?
So,
I get what you're saying, though.
I gotta let, if my mama go, you get your grief period, and I'm gonna let her go because I need her to rest.
Right.
I live for her. She basically died for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying.
To Jesus.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, she gave me everything she needed.
You're saying we need to let go soon.
Let go of the people. You'll never be at peace because they'll never be at peace.
Facts.
And that's what is in your spirit or whatever you believe in.
What I will say is so when my mother died, I was a year out of college. So I was old. You know what I mean? Like, I was a grown man out here doing my thing. You know what I mean? But I do feel, so MJ, all right. God forbid something unfortunate, you know, happens to one of the parents in your life, right? You can honestly say whatever they were to give you, I don't know what your dad gave you, but you speak highly of your mom, whatever your mom was to give you, she gave it to you. I feel for kids that lose a parent.
I feel for anybody, you know, that loses a parent.
I do, but for a kid, you feel it a little bit more.
Because I don't think, especially depending on the age, they might not understand why that person is not there anymore.
And you didn't get what you were supposed to get from that parent. They weren't able to let you know how life is going to go for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why, like, I try to take that role for my sister because she never had my dad. Because, like I said, her mom was pregnant when my dad died. So I didn't want to rob her of that experience, even though technically he robbed me of that experience when he was alive. But
that's where you step in.
That's where I step in and be different. You know what I mean? Like, just like that dumbass nigga from last week we were talking about who had kids and say he take care of the whole house with all his money and his wife don't pay for shit. Like, he had, look.
Jared Jackson.
No, we were talking about the dad who said he paid every bill, pretty much. But he said he paid every bill. His wife didn't pay a motherfucking thing while the kids were coming up. I'm not going to steal that in her because I don't want her to have high expectations and get low results. But I do want her to know, like, a man should treat you with respect. You should carry yourself this way. Don't be a dick to people. You know what I mean? Simple things. You know what I mean? Because even though I'm daddy, I'm not a father yet. You know what I'm saying? So I have to, I'm just being honest. Like, I have daddy tendencies, but I'm not a father yet. So you just got to instill different wisdom. But I get what you're saying. Children, like, I was just thinking about the other day, like, children losing a grandparent, like a 5-year-old losing a grandparent. Like, how can they cope with that? How can you explain to a 5-year-old, like, hey, yeah, grandma's not going to be here anymore. Like, how can you know what I'm saying? Explain that to somebody.
Other kids in school talking about their grandparents and
shit. Exactly.
I was fortunate enough to know my great-grandmother, who is actually 100 years older than my little brother.
Yeah, by the time I was born, great-grand was
My great grandmother. So my
great grand's been dead.
My great grandmother died at 107 years old.
One of my grandfathers died before I was born. The other one died when I was in my senior year of high school. My grandmother died when I was in the fifth grade. My other grandmother died when I was three. So
I'll admit, if I lose my grandma and granddad, like my mom's grandparents, I don't know what I do. They were the people who stepped in and like took the place of my father. You know what I mean? My great grandma, my granddad's, my mom's grandma, she lived till I was about 24. So I knew her. You know what I mean? Oh damn, grandma!
She died 20 years ago.
You ain't gonna disrespect me when I'm talking about my damn great grandma. And we done got to. We done got to.
My bad. Yeah. We got anything else. I don't know. We had anything else we could talk about. Yeah. That kind of bring Chad, the mood back.
Yeah. Let's bring the mood back. Chad, you got to tell us where it's 5 o'clock at.
Woo! Y'all ain't asked me last
First
week.
First of all.
We asked you about since episode about 20. Since I like that whole shit. We ain't asked you since Derek left. God damn.
This is the easiest question I've been asked all night. By far.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. Cue your Googles up because I know y'all gonna fact
check. I'm live, so I can't.
Go ahead.
Do what y'all gotta do.
Go ahead.
You got it ready.
It's what, 10:45, right?
Yeah. 5 o'clock in Nigeria.
I just feel like that's so wrong.
I'm gonna tell you how wrong.
I don't know. All right.
Why is it 5 o'clock in Nigeria? Cause you said so.
Nigga, look where Nigeria is on the map. Nigga,
you do like a rhinoceros. I just feel like they there. The rhinoceros in Nigeria.
Yo,
you look like an albino monkey.
Yeah, you look like a hippo.
What if I tell you it's 5 o'clock nowhere right now?
It's gotta be 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Where was Derek at? Cause Derek was like what, 7?
G14 class.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, yeah. Right? Fuck him.
Where's he at now?
I don't
San
know.
San Antonio.
Yeah, that.
I'm sick of him.
That thing ain't wasting taxpayers' money.
I just wish he'd go AWOL.
If he up here next week, he going in the break to follow him.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never missed a man this much. I ain't no homo. Like, I miss Derek, bro.
Not for real.
That's like that's my little brother. You know what I mean?
No, it's really 5 o'clock nowhere.
I find that hard to believe.
No, it's 4:45 places.
Where?
Where?
It's
5 o'clock, nigga.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's quarter to five.
Williamston, North Carolina.
If you don't get the fuck out of my face.
Nah, it's give me 1 second. 4:45 a.m. in Frankfurt, Germany. That's where I was born at. 4:45.
No, that's where bro was, right?
Yeah.
Who that little brother?
Yeah, little brother.
Bro, it's really 5.
Did you really go to the barbershop today?
His beard looked like
to
it.
Do what? No, I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck going on. Like,
I got a cowlick, okay?
That's not a cowlick.
That's a patch.
Yeah.
It's everything. I'm on hair treatment.
Are you?
Jamaican black castor oil.
Hey, you know what you need to do?
Go bald.
You just need to go bald and grow it back.
You was a nut shit patch.
Yeah, patch. Like,
you notice my hood, right?
Yeah, I really feel like if you went bald and just grew it back, like
it's not coming back.
If I go bald, I ain't never coming back.
Not go bald, like just have him shave it off, let it grow back.
It's not coming back.
You know,
if you go bald, you have to get fat because I don't think skinny bald niggas look right.
Yeah, cause Tory Lanez look like he don't know how to count straight. Like he go 1, 2, 4, 7, 3.
Yeah,
10.
Bro, it's really 5 o'clock nowhere.
Okay, dude. Whatever.
I'm sick of you. Like, we asked the wrong nigga to go.
I'm looking.
Who you think stupider, him or D Black?
You.
I'm the smartest nigga in this crew. And I'm the best looking. I'm easily the best looking. It's not even a nice.
Two lies and the truth. Give us the truth now.
Like, yeah, it, huh? Like, which one of y'all look better than me?
I'm handsome as fuck.
You heavy as fuck. Man,
hey, Asher.
When the last time you been picked up?
Asher. Picked up when?
Why?
Why? So you got bitches picking you up?
Yeah.
Damn, that nigga date China?
And I'm too fitty. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see one girl pick up a bag of dog food.
No, I literally did. I ain't gonna say her name, but bro, she's like, "What's up, MJ?" Yeah. 75 pounds.
You said she slang it over her shoulder.
Over like, her shoulder,
like one of them homeless like sticks with a bag.
Yeah, she's like, "What's up?" I was weak when he said she had Tim's on. She did have the Tim's and the jeans on. Like, she had the butters on.
And the butters.
Y'all like, crazy. Butter.
Y'all wild as fuck.
Y'all crazy. Did we have any more time? Okay, MJ.
Yeah, we do got another topic.
What is it? Hurry up. We gotta go. We at well over an hour.
What was prerequisites? They deserve 2 hours of this.
Okay. Yeah. Prerequisites are going raw.
Huh? Yeah. Well, what?
Yeah, Justin, but you ever had a girl suck your dick and then tell you what condom on?
Yeah, what's like, the point? I never understood that. Like, whatever you can catch from your pussy, bitch, you can catch in through your mouth. Through your esophagus.
Your throat burn.
My?
No, I'm saying your throat can burn.
Yeah.
If your throat don't burn,
huh?
Let it ride.
Okay, yeah, true.
I ain't getting to the throat, but I'm just saying, like, your tongue will be fucked up. You know what I mean?
But, like, that's just like, back in the day, you used to eat pussy and then put a condom on.
That's dumb.
Because at 19 or whatever, that's just what you were taught in life. Like, wrap up, you don't want kids. Yeah.
Kids are the most
stupid. Stupid.
No, that's the only STD there is.
Stupidity. And HIV.
Anyway, ain't real.
So kids are diseases, bro?
I mean, depending on who you ask. People out here going to Bahamas and their kids that they left at daycare.
Bro, that's one bitch we went to school with. She had been every goddamn where in the United States. And she had a baby like 2 years ago. I'm like, where is her kid?
And she don't work.
I'm not going to put her out there. She probably don't listen. But I don't understand where her fucking kid is. Like, it bothers me.
Understand. So, y'all people that don't have jobs and don't do nothing, how do y'all afford these trips? I know y'all ain't getting flued out.
Some people suck dick for trips.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. $40, a lot of $40 to equal luck.
Well, what Future say? I'm good, love. Enjoy. But now, prerequisites, is it?
It's what, the five senses.
It's the five senses.
What are the five senses?
It's five. I thought it was six.
So you got to smell right.
Smell right.
You got to feel right.
Feel right.
So you do the little finger test.
It feels
good. It has to look right.
It look right, and it has to taste good.
Yeah, but does it, how do you hear it?
Oh, it's six. How many senses?
It's five. Yeah.
I can't count. I went to live.
Somebody said stirred macaroni is not like stirred tuna. So
yeah. It's same shit.
It's the same shit.
It gotta sound like I get what they saying.
At the end of the day,
you ever like put your finger in the water to see if it's hot enough or cold enough? Yeah, like you know what I mean. I think, but I get what you say. But so it had nothing to do with what she looked like.
Well, that's the seventh sense. You gotta look like I want.
We went from five to seven.
If her skin's spotted, she got AIDS. Like
so she got eczema. She got AIDS.
You got eczema.
But not like at this point in my life. Yeah, I know. At this point in my life, I'm fucking you. I'm fucking you wrong because I'm only fucking you, and that's it.
Because you see the potential with them or because it feels better?
Well, here's my thing, though. Here's my thing, though. Yeah. And hear me out when I ask this question.
Say something.
Is every woman you're having sex with somebody you see a future with?
What you mean every woman?
We are abstaining young gentlemen.
Yeah. Like... I'm trying to understand your question because I'm not out here just fucking everybody.
Okay.
You're saying when I'm fucking a female, right. Is it somebody I see a future with?
Do you, every female you fuck, is it somebody you have saw a future with?
At that time, yes.
Every woman you fuck.
In life?
No.
I'm rolled.
Yeah.
At the time, yes. At the time.
Okay. All right. So if you have multiple sex partners, you not think. Like that.
I'm not out here multiply wrong.
Is that boy a lie?
What?
I don't know. My bad, y'all.
Y'all give me all
right. So there's niggas out here that has multiple sex partners.
That's just slanging raw dick.
That's slanging raw dick. Like, I played this shit out in my head.
Raw salmon.
And to me, that's extremely scary.
That's very scary.
Because now your probability of contracting some shit.
It's only one disease.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sick of you.
My bad.
You look like a disease. So there's two.
You
swag.
I fucking
what? Yeah. No, but I'm just saying that shit gotta be scary, bro.
You know what's even more crazy?
Because you don't know who the bitch fucking to.
Not only that, I saw some shit today. They said niggas is out here fucking niggas now.
Like you ain't been. Nah, you set
shit,
the trend.
That shit started yesterday.
You set the trend.
You the gayest nigga at this table.
There ain't no table here, so
it's definitely ain't a round table.
I think niggas only started fucking niggas like yesterday. Like I've never heard it.
Like to my life, it's like a trend now, right?
Like I honestly thought gay niggas only suck dick.
But that's what I'm saying. Niggas is out here doing all that, and then also wrong women, and then they bring it.
But
then
they say HIV got on a like. HIV and AIDS.
It was a banana on a market
or something. I don't know. Got on like a rapid spread as a result of homosexuality.
Right. They feel like it was spread. They did it on purpose.
They said like you can contract AIDS
with anal sex.
Yeah, like faster with anal sex than entering the vagina.
Well, Justin, can you answer?
I only had anal sex twice. My dick too wide.
Good night.
What? I'm being serious. Like, yeah.
Nigga said he got girth.
I'm girthy. They got me Gertrude.
Be safe. If it passed the census test, go wrong. Good night.